Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce.
Here's the WVIK forecast. An isolated shower possible this morning and then gradually clearing. It looks like it'll turn partly sunny by late in the day. Highs around 80. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight and comfortable. Lows near 60. Tomorrow, the holiday weekend, will start with partial sun. There's the threat of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 80 to 85. Becoming partly cloudy, 60 tomorrow night. Sunday, partial sun, maybe an isolated afternoon storm, 80 to 85. Partly sunny on the 4th. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
A Davenport police officer has been cleared of any possible wrongdoing for the fatal shooting of a man earlier this month. The Scott County Attorney's Office released its decision in the case of Officer Michael Catton yesterday. On June 8th, Catton was questioning 45-year-old Jason Morales outside of Casey's convenience store on West 53rd Street. But he tried to arrest Morales because of outstanding warrants. A struggle ensued. Morales fired his handgun once and missed. The officer was able to fire four shots. One of them hit the suspect in the head, and he was pronounced dead at a hospital. Senior Assistant Scott County Attorney Caleb Copley says evidence shows Catton's use of force was reasonable.
Jason Morales' actions of brandishing and shooting a firearm in the direction of Officer Catton, continuing to attempt to point that firearm in his direction during a physical confrontation, it being a loaded firearm, certainly put the life and physical safety of Officer Catton at risk. It was reasonable and necessary for Officer Catton to fire his weapon to prevent injury or death to himself.
The officer involved in the shooting was investigated by the Scott County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. The officer is still on administrative leave. The Davenport Police Department will review the case to determine if he followed department policy. The latest murder conviction of Stanley Liggins has been upheld by the Iowa Supreme Court. Yesterday, the court rejected several objections to his conviction for first-degree murder. He had claimed there was jury misconduct, due process violations, and some witness testimony that shouldn't have been included. It was his fourth retrial for the death in 1990 of 9-year-old Jennifer Lewis, whose burning body was found in a field near Jefferson Elementary School in Davenport. Scott County Attorney Mike Walton is pleased with the court's ruling and hopes it might end the case.
The legal proceedings will probably go on forever or as long as Mr. Liggins is alive or incarcerated, but this ends the current matter. There are proceedings called post-conviction relief that can pretty much continue forever.
He credits the Davenport Police Department for its thorough investigation that made the latest conviction possible and yesterday's court decision 32 years after Lewis's death. Liggins' first two convictions were overturned. A third trial ended in a hung jury, and he was again convicted during a retrial in 2019. A law taking effect today reduces the time that workers who lose their jobs can receive unemployment benefits in Iowa. Grant Gerlach reports the change makes the state's jobless benefits period among the shortest in the nation.
The maximum time someone can receive unemployment falls under the new law from 26 to 16 weeks. A worker can receive payments for up to 26 weeks if they lose their job because a business or factory closes, but that's down from 39. Unemployed workers are also urged to take lower-paying jobs sooner. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has said the state cannot, quote, allow employable Iowans to sit on the sidelines. But since surging at the start of the pandemic, both the number of people who are unemployed and the state's unemployment rate have fallen to near historic lows. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Illinoisans are getting a little tax relief starting today. Alex Degman explains.
The 1% grocery tax will be suspended for a year, a planned 2% increase in the state's gasoline tax postponed until January. Governor J.B. Pritzker also says the earned income tax credit is expanding, but that's permanent.
That will put an additional $100 million per year back into the pockets of working families who need it most.
The state's also offering income tax rebates. People who made less than $200,000 last year will get a $50 check. Married couples earning less than $400,000 will get $100. Property owners meeting certain income requirements can get a 5% refund on their property tax bill up to $300, and those checks will be cut automatically based on your 2021 state tax return. I'm Alex Degman.
Defending champion Lucas Glover is 3 over par after round 1 of the Deere Classic. But as George McNeely tells us, Glover's predecessor fared a bit better.
3 summers ago, Dylan Fratelli won the John Deere Classic. And an opening round afternoon play reminded all of us he will be a force to contend with here. Fratelli carded 5 birdies and no bogeys for a share of 3rd place at -5.
It was nice to be out there making birdies in some really tough conditions. I started off poorly, but played really well throughout the last 2/3 of the round.
2019 John Deere Classic champion Dylan Fratelli begins round 2, 4 shots behind opening round leader JT Poston, who matched a career low with a first round 9 under par 62. George McNeely, Silvis, Illinois.
Canadian Michael Gilgic is in 2nd place at 7 under par. Starting in the fall of 2024, USC and UCLA will be members of the Big Ten Conference. League Commissioner Kevin Warren cited the changing landscape of college athletics as a reason for the addition. The move will expand the Big Ten to 16 teams. The Cubs beat the Reds 15-7. They begin a weekend series with the Red Sox this afternoon in Chicago. Cardinals are in Philadelphia this weekend. The White Sox are in San Francisco. The River Bandits made it 3 in a row over the Chiefs with a 4-3 win. They play again tonight, Modern Woodman Park. Iowa Cubs lost to the Clippers 12-6. Lumber Kings beat the Catfish 8-4. The Lumber Kings play the Lucky Horseshoes in Springfield tonight. I'm Jay Pierce.